And Richard Wong does join us now. He's calling those games in English in the Chinese Professional Baseball League in Taiwan. And we'll tell you that Mr. Wong has a sleeping child right near him. So he's going to do the golf voice for us. But he's with us on 101 ESPN in St. Louis. And Richard, first of all, thank you so much for taking some time with us.
No, thank you very much for having me.
So I have got to know, we were just talking about the overall, the look and how, first of all, the CPBL is doing such a great job, and it's bringing us baseball where we're missing it. We're missing it desperately, especially in St. Louis where we love our baseball so much. But for you, Richard, what is it like having your voice being a soundtrack of the only sport really that is going on right now?
Well, that is really an amazing experience. But before that, I would like to say that the fact that we're able to play baseball is because our government has let us do a very good job on the pandemic prevention. And that is the most important reason that the international fans worldwide is watching our baseball right now. But speaking of experience, it's been, you know, nervous-breaking, but it was very, very exciting at the same time. And to have those wonderful messages from our fans from all of the places in the world, it is really an amazing experience for me.
It is. It's amazing to be able to do it right now when the rest of us are trying to figure out when or if or how we can have baseball. But it looks very different what they're doing in Taiwan. And I'm wondering if we're going to follow the same path. But the game itself, Richard, as you're watching it now, completely different. I mean, how does it look being in the middle of it?
Well, I just have to say that the baseball fans here, especially in Taiwan, we are really fortunate to have the season, you know, carrying on as a schedule. Although it's been delayed, I think twice to open the season, but with the help of the local government and the medical authority, we were able to come up with some plan that is approved by the central government to have the season open. And first of all, there was no fan on the stand. That's one thing. And also, everybody who walks around the game, no matter you're the players, the league staff, and the media people, you really have to go through a very tight and thorough security regarding our medical and health issues. So whenever you go to the stadium, you got taken temperature so many times, and there's an infrared camera there to make sure that you are not having a fever, and then we have to sanitize everything every time we go to the stadium. For example, I'm doing a game in my booth. Other guys will be doing it first, but when I get there, I just have to use my own alcohol spray to spray out everything around us. To just make sure that we are all taking care of ourselves and make sure that the season can carry on, because the league does have a policy that once there's one person, no matter you're the player, the staff, or the media members, if there's one confirmed case of coronavirus, we're just going to shut this down.
Mm. Richard Wong is calling the games in the Chinese Professional Baseball League in Taiwan. And Richard, one of the things that we all want here in America is sports back, because it's part of our culture. It's part of our living, our normal life. Is that the way it is there? Has baseball returned a sense of normalcy to Taiwan?
Well, definitely. I think that is one of the league's purpose to try to, you know, insist to have the season open, because we are in the middle of this coronavirus thing, and everybody's life has been turned upside down because of this. But we know how important it is, the sports. You know, the sports has its place in people's mind. You know, it provides entertainment. It provides a way out, or to vent, as what I was telling the media here. And so the league wants to make sure that we can provide the fans, to provide the fans here with, you know, a sense of, you know, life being normal. So the league wanted to have the season open. And now I think that we are doing a pretty good service to the fans all over the places by providing them the game that especially the American audience are very, very familiar with. And I think that, you know, kind of calms people down a little bit and provides some entertainment. We're calling it right now the breakfast baseball because of the time difference between here and in the U.S. So a lot of fans told us that they woke up with baseball, have a cup of coffee, have their breakfast, and watching or listening to our baseball. And, well, the baseball game here certainly plays a bit longer. So if we get a long day, then you may have lunch right after the game is over.
So the way it's working there, do you see it being able to work here? And if it does work here, what do we have to do to make sure it works?
I think that one of the reasons that the pandemic prevention was done well here because we responded early enough and we closed the border early enough, and we were doing a very tight screening at the airport even before we closed the border. I think once the situation in the States has calmed down a little bit, I think as far as the game is considered, I think CBBO has a pretty good example for Major League Baseball to study or to adopt that, you know, just like what I said earlier, to make sure that everybody is under very tight monitor of their health. And, of course, I know that I think I just read a news maybe a minute ago or something saying that someone from Major League Baseball saying that the fan is part of the game. I do agree with that. But in a special and tough and difficult time like this, you can't really just, you know, go ahead and open your stadium and to welcome all the fans. We would love to do that too, but right now, just still have to be very careful. Even we have a good results and achievement on the pandemic prevention, but it is something that we just can't overlook at because that thing is so difficult to, you know, to have it under control. So you gotta have to be very careful and use all the measures you can to make sure that everyone who works around the game is safe. We have to say sorry to the fans. We just can't let them, you know, in the stadium right now, as of yet.
Richard, how much fun are you having doing this? And as you've started these broadcasts, I would have to assume your first one, your first English broadcast, maybe you were a little bit nervous, a little tentative. How much looser has it gotten for you?
Well, it wasn't a little bit nervous. It was so nervous. And especially that the originally scheduled opening game got delayed and delayed and delayed. So I really look forward to, you know, to do the first game. So I know that by doing that, you know, it will help me to, you know, ease down a little bit. But it didn't happen until like 5 days later. So I was like hung in the air for so many days. But well, after it started, I think after like 2 or 3 innings, I kind of feel I just, you know, start to grab the sense of it, and then it just, you know, eased me a lot. And I have a great partner. Wayne McNeil is doing a great job with me, and he helped me a lot. I mean, after all, this is my second language. Even though I have, like, I think I have 6 years of experience broadcasting Major League Baseball, but to do it in Mandarin and to do it in English, it's a completely different thing. And I was very, very nervous leading up to the opening days and those days after. But nowadays, I really enjoy it. Because and one of the things is that we got a lot of great feedback from international fans, and we know that, you know, we're doing a pretty good thing to provide entertainment to all our fans out there, especially in this difficult time.
Richard Wong, you're doing great work. Thanks so much for taking some time with us. We do appreciate it, and we'll be watching you.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Richard Wong is calling those games in the China Professional Baseball League of Taiwan.